One of the reasons I'm glad to be back in Atlanta is since I was here last time, I made an extraordinary discovery that I really want to share with you. It's kind of overwhelming, much more so than the discovery that NSYNC was gay. You see, I travel a lot. And the fact of the matter is, in my travels, I've found out something that changed the way I look at things. From the beginning of time, man has looked at the heavens and firmly believed that the universe ends out in space. It's not true. The end of the universe happens to be in the United States. I have seen it. And, oddly enough, it's in Houston, Texas. I know, I was shocked too. I left the comedy club there and walked down the street. On one corner, there was a Starbucks. And across the street from that Starbucks, in the exact same building as that Starbucks, was a Starbucks. At first, I thought the sun was playing tricks with my eyes. But no, there was a Starbucks across from a Starbucks. And that, my friends, is the end of the universe. People have said to me, how do you know? And I say, go there. Stand between those two Starbucks. Look at your watch. Time stands still. And if you turn this way and look just at this Starbucks, immediately you think, you know, when I turn around, there cannot possibly be a Starbucks behind me. No one would have been that stupid to have built a Starbucks across from a Starbucks. And if there was a just and loving God, he wouldn't allow that kind of shit to go down. So you turn slowly, thinking, well, I'll see a Gap or a Denny's, maybe even a mobile station. But there's a Starbucks! What do you think the man was thinking, who stood in the empty lot and looked across the street at the Starbucks that was already built? When he turned to his wife and kids and said, you know, I have a vision. I'm going to build a Starbucks across from the Starbucks. Why would you do that, Daddy? Because it'll be the end of the universe, you little shit. I've pondered long and hard as to what group of people might need a service like that. I mean, a Starbucks across from a Starbucks. And there's only one group of people that would need that. And that group, and there must be a large number of them there, are people with Alzheimer's. Don't go, oh. You can't go, oh. It has to be Alzheimer's, okay? It's the only group that makes the joke work. Okay? What if I said, oh, it's there must be a large amount of Jews living there. You would have all gone, what the fuck is he talking about? Oh, the Irish, they love their coffee beans. It's Alzheimer's. It has to be a group that can sit there and drink coffee and then get up, walk to the door, do you see what I see? Son of a bitch, it's a Starbucks. I think it's time we had a cup of Joe.